The Old Man and the Sea. Based on the story by Ernest Hemingway. Simplified English version. Santiago is an old fisherman who lives alone in a small house near the sea. He has lived by the ocean all his life, and the sea is a part of who he is. His face is full of deep lines from the sun and the strong wind. His hands are rough and scarred from years of hard work, but his eyes are calm, clear, and full of quiet strength. When people look into his eyes, they see courage and experience. For 84 days, Santiago does not catch a single fish. Every day he goes out to sea, and every day he comes back with nothing. In the village, people begin to talk about him. Some say he is unlucky. Some laugh at him quietly. Others feel sorry for him, but they do not help. Santiago hears the talk, but he does not answer. He keeps his pride and continues his work. Only one person truly believes in Santiago. This person is a young boy named Monoline. Monoline learned how to fish from the old man when he was very young. They spent many long days together on the sea, sharing stories, silence, and hard work. Santiago taught the boy patience, respect, and love for the ocean. He showed him how to watch the water, how to feel the line, and how to wait calmly. But Monoline's parents are worried. They say, "You must fish with another fisherman. Santiago has bad luck now." They want their son to be safe and successful. So the boy begins to fish with another man who catches more fish. Still, Monoline does not forget Santiago. Every evening, he comes to help the old man. He brings him food, coffee, and newspapers. He carries the fishing tools and listens carefully to the old man's stories. Santiago feels thankful for the boy's kindness. The boy gives him hope and strength. One early morning, before the sun rises, Santiago prepares his boat. The sea is quiet, and the sky is clear and soft with early light. He pushes his small boat into the water and begins to row slowly. That day, Santiago goes farther into the sea than usual. He believes that a great fish is waiting for him there. He feels calm and confident, not afraid. As the sun rises, the sea shines like glass. Santiago watches the birds flying low over the water and the gentle movement of the waves. He feels part of the sea, not its enemy. To him, the sea is a friend that gives and takes. Suddenly, one fishing line moves strongly. Then it pulls very hard. Santiago knows at once, this is a big fish. He holds the line carefully with his strong hands. The fish is very powerful and does not jump out of the water. Instead, it swims deep below and pulls the boat forward. Santiago understands that the fish is a giant marlin. For many hours, the fish pulls the boat across the sea. Santiago does not let go of the line. His hands hurt badly, but he stays calm and focused. The sun goes down, and night comes. Santiago does not sleep. The fish keeps pulling the boat through the dark water. The stars shine above him. Santiago feels lonely, but he does not feel afraid. He talks to the fish as if it is a brother. He says, "Fish, you are strong and beautiful. I respect you. But I will stay with you until the end." The second day comes, and Santiago is very tired. His back hurts, and his hands bleed. Sometimes he feels weak and dizzy, but he does not give up. He eats a little food and drinks some water to keep his strength. The fish continues to swim slowly, and Santiago feels that the fish is also getting tired. He speaks quietly to himself and says, "I must be patient. I must be brave." On the third day, the fish begins to circle the boat. Santiago knows that the moment is near. With great effort, he pulls the line closer and closer. His whole body hurts, but his mind stays clear. Finally, he uses his harpoon and kills the marlin. The fish is longer than the boat, and its body shines beautifully in the sun. Santiago feels proud and thankful. He says softly, "Thank you, fish." Santiago ties the marlin to the side of the boat and turns toward home. He feels happy and calm, even though he is very tired. But soon, the blood of the fish spreads into the water. The smell travels far. A shark appears and attacks the marlin. Santiago fights the shark with his harpoon. He kills it, but the shark takes a large piece of the fish. More sharks come. Again and again, Santiago fights them. When his harpoon breaks, he uses a knife. When the knife breaks, he uses a stick. When the stick breaks, he uses his hands. His body is weak, his arms are heavy, and his hands are badly hurt. Still, he says, I will fight as long as I can. By the time Santiago reaches the shore, the sharks have eaten all the meat of the marlin. Only the skeleton remains. The old man is completely exhausted. He carries the mast on his shoulder and walks slowly back to his house. Inside, he lies down on his bed and falls into a deep sleep. In the morning, people gather near the boat. They see the huge skeleton of the fish and stand in silence. Now they understand how great the fish was and how brave the old man is. Monolin comes running to Santiago's house. When he sees the old man sleeping, he begins to cry. When Santiago wakes up, the boy holds his hand. Monolin says, you are not unlucky. You are strong. I will fish with you again. We will learn together. Santiago smiles gently. He closes his eyes and rests again. In his dreams, he sees lions on the beach, young, strong, and full of life.